We live in a time of uncertainty, and this uncertainty seems to compound by our access to unlimited communication and sharing of information, whether through news, commentary, or social media. And when I say we, I don't just mean us, I don't mean Americans, I mean people of most nations, just about everybody. Being in touch means being exposed to every political, social, or moral debate. And all at once, it seems. Being on top of things means guaranteed exposure to any negative news item that can exist in the world. We live in a world that we could claim is peaceful compared to the wars, comparing the wars of now to the wars of the past, but we don't feel like we're at peace. For though great wars with weapons may not be present at this time, but sure appear to be looming, we seem to be steeped in another kind of world war, a war of words. How do you and I find peace in all of this? It is attainable, for sure, because Christ Himself promised it to us. Let's turn to John chapter 14. Let's get that understood clearly. John chapter 14. Starting in verse 27, or reading verse 27. Peace I leave with you. This is Jesus Christ speaking. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. So it's a different kind of peace. Let not your heart be troubled. It's a peace where your heart is not troubled. Neither let it be afraid. It's a peace that alleviates fear. So what remains then is for us to take advantage of that offered gift of peace. What is left for us is to do our part. Obtaining peace of heart and peace of mind is a multifaceted effort from which I will present three of those efforts today. Number one, focus on joy. Focus on joy, a significant and powerful factor for peace is to be joyful. And there is no greater joy than that found in our own Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Focus should be on God's revelation of the purpose for mankind. And therefore, since it's we're a part of mankind, specifically for us. Interestingly, God wants that focus to be on Jesus as a Savior, in part, because the plan for man inherently requires a way to eternal life where there previously was no way. If it were not for Jesus Christ, it wouldn't matter what we did. Okay? We must focus on the fact of what He has done for us. You and I have been given that revelation. Let's turn just as in one example of many, many examples. We could go to Zechariah chapter 9. We're going to read here a prophecy of what to be joyful over. Zechariah 9 and verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming. He's coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So that first point is to remember we must find joy. Number two, be gentle or be genteel. Peace does not come through confrontation and accusation, but by patience and moderation. Gentleness. Turn to Ephesians. Ephesians, we'll read in chapter 4. Starting in verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, this is Paul writing this letter, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness. Interestingly, that previous passage that prophesied Jesus coming, he was lowly and riding on a donkey. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Definitely in this passage is a clear reference that brethren should be gentle with one another, among other things. And if it is a good thing for us to bear with one another in love, it is also good to do so with those outside of understanding, outside of faith, as can be derived from Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. You can just note that, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, where we are admonished to do good to all men, but especially the brethren. So we must have joy. Focus on joy. Be gentle. And number 3, be thankful. Be thankful. The best way to reject anxiety. This is advice from the Bible. The best way to reject anxiety, which plagues so many of us today, and anxiety never brings peace, is to be thankful, to translate the joy you have found into thanksgiving. That joy should bring thanksgiving directed at the source of that joy, God our Father and Jesus our brother, Jesus our Lord, Jesus our Savior. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, reading in verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So everything we can derive our joy from, the knowledge of the truth, how to carry out that behavior, all of that we can direct, because it makes us happy, towards God in thanksgiving. And then it continues. The following 3 verses are crucial to that attitude of thanksgiving. Verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men. It's not man's way that's going to help us. According to the basic principles of this world, the world doesn't understand God's way, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. You know, the Father has given Christ all authority over us, and will be giving it to all his authority, him authority to all the over all the world. Might we derive from this the guards we must maintain while tuned into the buzz of this world? And what I mean by being tuned in is that it is important to know what is going on in the world. This is not a discussion about how to bury our heads in the sand. And it can be a blessing even to maintain friendships through things like social media. But we must remember that this world does not know God and cannot think like God. By God's grace only However, those who have answered God's call are able to do that because of His Spirit leading and guiding us to do so. We, in this day and age, must find peace of heart and mind if we are to benefit in the salvation we've been offered. This world does not know God, so to get caught up in the way this world attempts to solve its own problems is to become a part of it. This world is not joyful. This world is not gentle. And this world is not thankful. So it cannot be a source for obtaining these qualities. So let's turn to a final reference which focuses God's advice via the Apostle Paul for obtaining peace of heart and mind. And it's really was the foundation for this message today. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. This is a reflection of joy. Let your gentleness be known to all men, not just to the brethren, to everyone. The Lord is at hand. He was gentle, is gentle, and so must we be. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. We should diligently search the Scriptures for God's advice on peace, because there's many. Research in the Word the many revelations of God that bring joy to you. You look, you find the joy it provides to you. Practice the ways of God, nurturing the same nature of gentleness that God has shown toward you. Toward me. And to all of this, add thanksgiving toward your only true source of peace, which is God.